love everybody off, no matter what the colors and what the races are, but God has called me to my people. That sounds like it has a ring of truth to it. And then he said Jesus was ethnic, meaning Jesus placed emphasis on ministering to his people. He said, I have been called to the lost house of Israel. I've been called to the Jews. And this man said, and though I minister to everybody, God specifically have called me to the African American, because the African American needs to understand that, understand who they are, because as African Americans, our identity was taken from us. You know all the story. And I understand that. But it grieved my heart, because he actually said, and so African Americans and black people need to take pride in who they are. Really? So we were oppressed so long, so we need to take pride in who we are. And I said, that grieved me. And Sister Christian said, well, doesn't it have some validity? Don't black people need to know? She said, how do you deal with the truth that we were oppressed, and that a lot of the truth was hidden from us, and that we were lied, and so much was taken from us? How do we deal with that? And I said, the same way you deal with any lie, tell the truth. I don't have to attack the liar. Hello? I don't have to spend a whole lot of time on the lie. Just tell the truth. But take pride in it? No, no, no. When Paul did talk about his ethnicity and where he came from, the Jews, he said, I'm boasting about this. He said, if people want to boast, I can boast even more, because I was indeed a Jew, and I was born of the tribe of Benjamin. I was born of Judah, the lion, that tribe. I'm of that tribe, and I was a Pharisee of Pharisees. And when it came to the law, I was blameless. He ain't talking about his heart now. He said, in terms of what people saw, I kept law and I did it right. I can boast more than any of them. And he said, but when I do, he said, I want you to understand, I'm speaking foolishly here. Yes, Jesus did go to the lost house of Israel first. He went to them first to make an offer and let them know who he was, but he had to deal with them and had to, straighten them out and rebuke them, because they had pride in their pedigree and where they came from and their nationality. He didn't go to them and say, you are all of that because you're a Jew. Paul even had to deal with the Jews and say, a real Jew is not one who's been circumcised naturally, but one who's been circumcised, has had circumcision of the heart. That's a real Jew. So how do we deal with the disparities, all of that of the world? We can't forget. Just tell the truth. Tell what this people did. Tell what this people did. Tell what this people did. Tell the good and the bad about each of these nationalities and each of these ethnic groups. Tell the truth. But we cannot take pride in our ethnicity. My soul shall make her in the Lord, not in my daddy and where I came from, because if we would be honest, it wasn't all that good. Remember, we got to keep balance. And what I like about what my sister said is that they did the Christ way. He didn't hold her blackness against her. He didn't hold the fact that she was African against her, and she didn't hold the fact that he was European against him. And they became one, and then one in Christ. And in Christ, is it black or white? No, it's black and white, red and yellow, pink and whatever you want to call it, and whatever your color is. We are all one in Christ. You can't take any pride in your family. As a matter of fact, you didn't choose your family. God gave you and put you in that family. You didn't determine whether y'all were going to be rich or wealthy or what state and country and all of this you were going to live in. The Bible says God sets our boundaries. He determines where we're going to be, where we're going to go. I know you think you're running things, but you're really not. And my only hope, and our only hope, is not in a black president, a white president, a Hispanic president, a woman president. I don't care what you say. I don't care who gets in that office. They ain't going to be able to do too much, because the whole system is wicked, and it is evil, and it is under the persuasion of Satan. And it will not be right until Jesus Christ is on the throne. When Jesus becomes president, we'll be all right. When Jesus becomes president, we'll be one people. And we will share what we have one with another. Now, that doesn't take away your ethnicity, but it helped me appreciate you and appreciate what you've done. And the beauty of our diversity. He's going to make all things right. Our only hope is Jesus. Our only hope is Jesus. Are you hearing me? Oh, well, I don't care who gets in office. They'll do a little bit. Obama did a little bit. But the truth is, I didn't like everything about him. He had some stuff in him that, hello? And Bush wasn't any better. And Clinton was crooked. and the bush before him wasn't it better? All you got to do is look at all of them. You're going to find that unless they keep Jesus at the center, they're going to always go wrong. Until the government is on Jesus' shoulders, saints, we're going to be going through. We're going to be going through tribulations. And so, you know me, I always say, even so come, Lord Jesus. I done moved it up. Hurry! Hurry, Jesus! Hello? My soul shall make her boast in the Lord, not in myself, not in where I come from. So Jesus came to the Jews first, and listen to what it said. He came to his own as own. He didn't take any pride in it. As a matter of fact, he said to them, I know y'all saying that you're children of Abraham. He said, but before Abraham was, I am. You bragging about what bread you got. Yes, God gave you the law first. He gave you bread from heaven. He gave you manna from heaven. But here I am, the true bread, and you won't receive me. And he says, unless you believe I am, you will also perish in your sins. So our souls make our boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. There's another verse that came to my mind. You must go there. And Sister Christian, let's look at it, Kayla. Let's look at it in the King James first. Psalms 107, verse 2. And as a matter of fact, you go to 1, 2, and 3. Where 1 and 2 will do it. 1, 2. Psalms 107, verse 1, verse 2. In the King, then we're going to look at it in the New Living Translation. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. So, saints, we ought to give thanks because God is good and God is merciful, and both his goodness and his mercy endureth forever. And then listen what it says. Let the redeemed, as Mother just testified, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. So no matter what, she said her situation was crack cocaine. Let's go to the New Living Translation now. She said her enemy was the crack cocaine. That's what had her bound. We all have something that has us sometimes bound. We've either been there or we're still there. And if you are there, you need to say, pray for me. But if God has brought you out, you need to give him thanks and you need to testify. Yeah, it's opening yourself up when you testify. But it doesn't in the mind of God and the one who really matters and his true people. It doesn't diminish you or minimize you in any kind of way. Because we've all been delivered from something. We can play like it, but we've all been delivered from something. We can play like, oh, I've been doing it right all the time. No, we're not. And the scripture actually says, if a man says that he not had no sin in the past, or had no sin, if he say had none right now, and it's not talking about personal sins and actual sins that you're doing. It's talking about the sin nature. If you actually say you don't have a sin nature and a propensity towards sin, you're a liar. And the truth is not in you. Here's the New Living Translation. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love, that's what his mercy is. His faithful love endures forever. Look at the next verse. And it says, had the Lord redeemed you, then what? Speak out. Tell others he has redeemed you from your sins. Enemies. Remember, the word shared with us identifies at least three enemies: Satan, including in Satan the demons and devils and principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in the high places and rulers of the darkness. Satan, the world, and me. I can be an enemy to myself. But let me hear, go back there, go back to that second verse there. Look at this. Has the Lord redeemed you? Notice, it's not a suggestion, the next part. It's not a suggestion. It's not a question. It's a command. Then speak out. Who? You. I've seen people be bound by particular sins and drugs and alcohol and different things and all of that. And when they had an opportunity to testify about it, they wouldn't do it. As a matter of fact, mother, they were too ashamed. Well, you still ain't quite delivered then if you are ashamed to tell what God has done for you. You may have been delivered from the drugs, but you ain't delivered from yourself. If you are ashamed to tell people what God has done for you, and let me tell you, we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Don't you ever stop telling it. Let the Redeemer of the Lord say so. Speak out. You owe it to the Lord. This is not a suggestion. It's a command. And that is the purpose of our testimony. Somebody will put it down when they hear what God has brought me out of. Not only will they put down the crack cocaine, we'll put down whatever it is that is putting us down. Whatever it is that's holding us down, we'll put it down when we hear of what the Lord has done for us. Listen, I'm going to say this and you need to hear me. The next time God brings you out, because I'm telling you, right in this place, I've seen people get delivered and was too prideful to give God the glory, and then went right back into the mess. So God said, you don't appreciate it? Evidently, you still don't know who I am and how this thing works. If you are ashamed to own me before men, then I'll be ashamed to own you before my Father which is in heaven. You don't appreciate what I've done for you? Then get back. You want to go back to Egypt, then go back. But if he brought you out, then you speak out. We don't have to be ashamed of our past, because it's our. Who tries to make you ashamed of your past? The devil. Remember, when he tries to make you ashamed of your past, you tell him about his future. I was on my way to hell, and the Lord redeemed me. You are on your way to hell, and can't nobody stop it. The prince of this world has already been judged. Already been judged. Are y'all hearing this? We need to tell our testimony to everybody we get a chance to. That's why you're still here. God didn't save you to keep it to yourself. Your testimony and your life, your redemption and your salvation, it's personal, but it's not supposed to be private. Hello? Your salvation, your sanctification, it is personal because it happened between you and God. God did it for you. It's personal, but it's not supposed to be private. Let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Baby, you are still in this world because there's some people God wants you to tell what he's done for you. And after your time is over, after your fight is over, after you kept the faith, after you finish your course, he'll take you out of here. But as long as you're here, you got something to tell. You got something to say. And people need to hear it. I'm going to say it again. Lord brought you out as soon as you get a chance. Go tell somebody. And keep telling them. And when you find yourself no longer down and you're now standing, the scripture says, let him that thinks he stands, be aware, lest he, you can go back down again. If you don't rely on the Lord, remember the only reason why the devil has to flee from you, not because you resist him, because if you don't have the power of God, you can't resist him. You can't control this. So the scripture says, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Draw nigh unto God. Draw near unto God and he'll draw near unto you. That's really how it goes first. You draw near unto God, God will draw near unto you. Now you got the power to resist the devil and he'll flee. But don't ever think you're doing this without Jesus. Don't ever think you have arrived and you have something to boast. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift from God, not of works, lest any of us could try to boast. I am what I am by the grace of God. No, the problem, mother, is not that we tell our testimony too much. It's that we forget it. God brings us out and we forget. And we look back at them and say, how dare they? How can you do such things like that? No, no, no. Don't ever forget where you come from and the bridge that brought you over. You did not create your own bridge. There is a gulf between man and God. There is a mediator between man and God, the man Christ Jesus. He's our only hope. Did you hear that? He is not a way. He is the way. He is not, listen at this, some truth. He is the truth. And he's the only truth. Any truth there is came from him. He's the only truth. He's the only life. He's the only way. He's our only hope. Colossians chapter 2, verse 13 and 14. Oh, man. Somebody say, testify. Don't you hold back on God. It's my heart's desire so bad that this place will be known as a house of prayer, a house of love, the Father's house, a hospital where the sick can come and recover. And we can tell you, those of us who are here can tell you, he's a healer because he healed us. And he's a deliverer because he's delivered us. And the truth is, he's still working on me. He's not finished with me. Minister Christian shared that today, we are his workmanship. We are his masterpiece. And he's still working on me. Still working in me. It says, you were dead because of sins. And because of your what? Was not yet cut away. God hadn't dealt with it. And what he cut it away from was from your destiny. So you still have the sin nature. You owe God a debt, and you're going to hell for it. That's the wages of sin is death. That's spiritual death. That's eternal death. And only somebody who has eternal life can help you. And that's Jesus. But then it says, then God made you alive with Christ. See, he died your death. He died my death. And he what does forgave mean? Past tense. For he forgave all our sins. All of them. And then look at what he did. Next verse. He canceled the record. See, ain't stuff folk talking about you got a record? Yeah, I got a record. You been to the joint? Sure, I done been to the joint. Now, I ain't never been to Commons. And I ain't never been to Tucker. Oh, and I've been in prison. Oh, I've been in prison. And he opened my jail doors. And listen, guys, that's what I'm telling you. Your color don't mean anything. Your bank account doesn't mean anything. Your cars don't mean anything. Your house doesn't mean anything. Your wife ain't all of that. He gonna get all. She gonna get all. And you're going to lose interest. He canceled. See, all of us had a record. God has, listen, the Bible says everything is naked and clear and obvious before God. There is no such thing as doing what you're doing in the dark. It may be in the dark for me. I might be in the darkness about it. But God sees everything you do. And not only what you do, he sees what you think about doing. And the only reason you didn't do it, because you didn't get a chance. Everybody's got a record, but he canceled the record of the charges against us. and took it away by nailing it to the cross. Ain't got nothing to be ashamed of. I ain't gonna tell you everything I've done, but it ain't because I'm ashamed. It's because you can't handle it. And I'm not supposed to tell everybody everything that I've done. But there are some specific people that need to hear about how dirty I've been. Because they're down and they think they can't get out of it. Oh, my sister said, my mother said, God, she said, I was helpless. The devil talks about God helps those who helps himself. No, God helps those who are helpless. And when we were without strength, God came and Christ came and just in the nick of time. And help me. Well, I'm saved because he saved me. I love Jesus because the Holy Ghost has shed abroad the love of God in my heart. And I want nothing more for the rest of my life to tell somebody. Baby, if you only knew what I've done, if you only knew what I've been, where I've been, and what I've thought about, and honey, you don't know how bad it can get. This old mind. And I'm not ashamed, like I said, because I know you ain't really no better than I am, and you might as well quit fooling some, trying to fool everybody, because the Bible says we all have sinned and fallen short of God's holy standard. You might say, well, I ain't done that. Well, the scripture says if you break one of the commandments, you've broken them all. Because if you sin in one way against God, you still have sinned against him, because sin is sin, and you've sinned against a lawgiver. He canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. Let's read some more. Oh, come on, we're going to get some. Come on. Next verse. Please. Yes, in this way, he disarmed. The devil had the gun on me, and Jesus took the gun out of his hand. Took the sword out of his hand. He disarmed the spiritual rulers. That's why I ain't scared of demons. Oh, yeah, they come in my room and try to talk to me. They try to press me down. But the weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through pulling down of strongholds. What I do, I call on the name of Jesus. And sometimes you got to call and keep calling. You got to knock and keep on knocking. You got to ask and keep on asking. You got to seek and keep on seeking. We try to act like you all resist the devil and he'll flee. Sometimes that booger try to stay there for a while. He act like he didn't hear me. You heard me. Get out of here. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says we wrestle not. Honey, y'all, we think he just gets to throw a punch and that's it. Oh, no, sometimes we got to wrestle against these demons and against our flesh. In this way, he disarmed the spiritual ruler and the authorities. I ain't got nothing to be ashamed about. He shamed them publicly by his... Nixon didn't come up with that. Jesus did it. With his victory over them on the cross. Yes, come on. Three more. You were dead. That's right. But go on there. All right. Listen to this. So don't let, oh my God. Did you hear this, mother? So don't let anyone about what you eat or drink or for not celebrating certain holy days, our new moon ceremonies, our Sabbaths. For these rules are only shadows of the reality yet to come. And Christ himself is that reality. He is our only hope.
My hope is built on nothing less. Jesus' blood and righteousness. Listen to this. All the world's religions can be placed in one or two camps. One or two categories. All the world's religions. Either is legalism or grace. Either it's by grace or it's by works. Legalism, trying to keep the law, or let God do it for you. All the world's religions can be placed in one of two camps, legalism or grace. Listen at this. Humankind does it, or God does it. Your religion either says you have to do it, save yourself, or God has done it. And that's not only, we got, it's in Christendom. Every church falls into one of two camps. Either legalism, they do it, or God has done it. And again, we can fool everybody because we know how, one thing we do. We, everybody in here, should get an Academy Award. Because you are a good actor. You make folk think you got it all together, but honey, God knows your heart, and you know your heart. And if you got any sense like I do, honey, I confess my sins before God every night. No matter, I don't do it just every night. I do it any moment. I just be walking in the store. Forgive me, Jesus. Cleanse me, Lord. Wash me. Purge me. Honey, we got too many distractions. If you got a computer, you need to repent every day because your eyes is going to come across something and you. And we're not careful enough to know what we've allowed and how. We don't time how long we spend on certain pitches. All lust ain't about sex. Some of us are so lustful for clothes and cars and houses and power and fame and fortune and money. We lustful about all that's called covetousness. So every preacher falls in one or two categories. Either he's a legalist, meaning he believes he's worked for his salvation, even though Jesus said, with man, salvation is impossible. I have only one claim, Jesus. One thing worth holding on to, worth talking about, Jesus. One trophy, Jesus. One plaque, Jesus. One ribbon, Jesus. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Everything I know, he taught me. Everything I got, he bought me. Either humankind does it or God does it. Salvation is either a wage based on deeds done, or salvation is a gift based on Christ's death and resurrection. Listen at this. I'm almost finished. Legalist believes the supreme force behind salvation is me. Are you? The supreme force is not the Holy Ghost, but me. That's what the legalist thinks. That's what the one who's working for salvation thinks. If you look right, speak right, and belong to the right segment of the right group, You hear that? Right segment of the right group, because some of us are in Christianity, we ain't in the right group. Because we're still giving ourselves a little glory. Anytime you don't tell people that Jesus is the one who brought you out, either you're going to get the glory or he's going to get the glory. You're going to have a problem with God if you don't tell people who brought you out. The brunt of responsibility doesn't lie within God. The brunt of my salvation, does it lie with God or me? And Christianity, the Bible says, is in God. Your salvation is by grace through faith. It's the gift of God, not of works, because you will not have anything to boast about before God. When you get any rewards, when you get to heaven and you get any crowns and you get any rewards, you're going to throw them at his feet because you know he did everything. Everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Father. Praise God, whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here, below. Praise him, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Carlos, I've been wanting to sing. Will you please learn the song? Praise God from whom all blessings flow. We'll do it that way, and then we can put a beat on it. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Where my rappers at? Where my rappers at? Ain't no rappers representing in the house. Ain't no rappers representing in the house. Ain't none of them know nothing about Jesus. Kaylin, I need you to put that to a beat. It's an old hymn called the Doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here be low. Yeah. I want to do it everywhere we can do it. Praise God, all creatures. Heavy metal, I don't care what you say. God can get all the praise out of my guitar, my drums, my sax. I'm almost there. Listen to this. See, if God does it, he's going to get glory. But if I do it, the result is going to be the sparkle is on the outside. Sparkle. The talk is good. And the step is true. But look closely. Listen carefully. Something is missing. Meaning, if God is responsible for my salvation, or if I am. If I am, something missing. You know what it is? Joy. You don't have the joy of the Lord if you are working for your salvation. If it's dependent on you thinking right all the time, doing right all the time, and giving tithes all the time, doing it. If it's all dependent upon you, you can't have joy. And let me tell you what is there instead of joy. First one, y'all want to write this down because this is real good. You want to write this down. Because we don't have joy. Because the Bible talked about David said, restore unto me the what? Joy of thy salvation. Well, see, that was under the Old Testament. The Holy Ghost would leave, he would come, and then he would leave. He'd come for a period of time and be upon them for a specific purpose, and then he'd leave. But now, since the day of Pentecost, we've been filled with the Holy Ghost, and he's come to live on the inside of us, and he's here forever. And if we are basing all our hopes on him, if we understand he's our only hope, then we can have joy. And the joy of the Lord gives me strength. Listen at this. Something is missing when you're depending on yourself. It's joy. And it's been replaced by, number one, fear. Fear of what? That I haven't done enough. Fear of the fact that I have done enough. A failure because I either have made a mistake or I will make a mistake. Amen? Anytime a believer sins, that's going to be conviction. It feels negative. But when you remember the word, if I confess my sins, he's going to be faithful. The joy comes rushing back in. Thank you. That's right. Amen. No, he doesn't throw his children away. When he knew what we were going to do before we did it, he doesn't get surprised. Oh, I can't believe it. I'm so ashamed of you. Oh, he said, that's why I died, because I knew what you were. Either there's fear that you won't be able, or you didn't do enough, or won't be able to do enough, or there's failure that you've made a mistake, or frowardness. Not forwardness, but froward. Kind of another word for arrogance. Pride. That says, I've done enough. Either you've got pride and frowardness thinking I've done enough. Or you got fear, wonder if I've done enough. Or you've got failure. What about the mistake I made? Because the devil is always going to bring it back. He's going to bring it back up. Here it is. Spiritual life. Those were three. Did you get them? Fear, failure, and frowardness, which is another way of saying pride or arrogance. Spiritual life is not a human endeavor. It is rooted in and orchestrated by the Spirit of Christ. Every spiritual achievement is created and energized by Christ. Christ is our only hope. The word says it like this in the psalm. The psalm says, except the Lord build the house. We keep wondering, how are we going to build the house here at Bound for Blessing? Except the Lord build the house, they that labor, labor in vain. Except the Lord save you, honey, you are doomed. Except the Lord keep watch. They that watch, watch in vain. Jesus is our only hope. And he is the blessed hope. And he is a sure rock that we can hook our anchor to. Our only hope is Jesus. Are your heads with me for a minute? Lord, we're grateful. Make sure the things turn up. I want to hear from the very beginning. Just a little bit. We tell the Lord we're grateful. We know where we could be. We know who did it all for us. If you catch me, me on the streets. And if you ask me how I'm doing today, oh, it doesn't take long for my reply.